wanted to go to town to buy some material. And in order to make sure that she got the right color, the right material, she might take a little square along with her. What would she probably call that?
Oh, they'd call it sample of comparison piece.
And let's see if she...
Sample more or less, since that's the term used by salesmen for materials they carry when they're samples.
Let's say if she found an attractive dress in the store window, she might say, well, my, that's a...
Attractive
dress, or another adjective that she might use would be, that's a...
Beautiful.
Or maybe a pretty dress. What about the comparative? She might say, well, this is a pretty dress, but this one's even
more beautiful.
Or if you wanted to use the word pretty.
More attractive, either.
Option three would be beautiful. What about this thing that a woman usually ties around her waist when she's working in the kitchen in order to keep
an apron?
And this thing that I'm writing with here is a ballpoint
pen.
And the thing that you use to keep up a baby's diapers is a safety
pin.
And you say that a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
And some of these old metal cups are made out of
tin.
T-I-M-T-E.
Right.
It's interesting to see if people make a distinction, you know, between those two pronunciations. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Coat, vest, and trousers.
You ever heard trousers called anything else?
Pants.
Pants. What about these things that farmers wear? They have straps and a bib.
Overalls.
Are those usually purchased at a store or homemade or what?
Stores.
Usually bought at a store.
Maybe years ago they were homemade, but here in this area you couldn't purchase a pair today if you wanted to try to find a pair.
Really?
They don't sell them. So, thing of the past here.
You know,
some places now you can find them, but not here.
That's funny because a lot of college students nowadays like to wear those. You see them all over campus.
Yes. But here you can't find them.
Is that right?
I doubt if you can find a pair in this area. Maybe you could, but it's doubtful.
Okay. Let's see. If there was something in the room that you wanted, you would probably ask me to do what?
Or pass it.
Decor?
Pass it to me.
Pass it to me, or go
get it.
Go get it, or would you please?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe bring
the situation. Situation there. No, but I say, well, would say maybe hand it to me.
Hand it to me.
Then,
or possibly, would you please bring me that?
Bring me that, yeah. That's what I probably say, bring.
Bring. Okay, you would say, bring me that. The past tense, yesterday, I
brought it.
If you have a coat that won't fit this year, let's say, you might say, well, that's funny. It won't fit this year, but last year it did fit. And if your old suit of clothes is just about worn out, you might say to yourself, well, I need to go downtown to buy myself a
new suit.
And sometimes, you know, young boys like to pick up just about everything they see and put it in their pockets. And before long, they have so much in their pockets that they begin to
bulge. B-U-L-G-E.
Or let's say if your wife put a shirt of yours in water that was too hot, it might tend to
shrink.
Say something shrinks now. Yesterday, past tense would be
shrunk.
If a young girl is fixed to go out on a date,